Davis Melton played for Coach O'Brien back during the long win streak, and he went down to play for Mississippi Southern back in his college days, and he is Tennessean back here at home again, and it's good to have you in this morning.
Thank you, Mike. Glad you asked me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the high school days there for you. You talked to us before, and definitely enjoyed some of the talk that you had back when you don't want to brag, but you were one of O'Brien's favorites. I mean, some of the things that he said. Tell us about playing for him during that time, and it must have been unbelievable there in those days.
Well, I think I fondly remember maybe when I was even four started out for football, as I was on the sideline or something, and the other teams were scrimmaging, and they threw a ball over there somewhere, and I just retrieved it and throwed it over to them. You know, it come out of bounds, a pass or something, and Coach O'Brien said, he'll be a good one someday, you know. Something like that. I don't know what it was. That was about that high, yeah. So I don't know how it was, you know. But anyway, that went on, and it didn't happen until I was in the ninth grade. I went out for football. Had to get permission from my parents. You know, back then, that was a rough game for parents, you know. They want you to get hurt and everything.
Right.
So my dad said, okay, but my mom's a little hesitant, you know. She wouldn't kind of say yes, you know, but I took the yes one from dad and went on. Anyway, I got there in my first year in the ninth grade. I got to play in about four games, and one of them was Coach, when I finally got in, one of them, I don't know which game it was really right now, but he sent me in. He called me and said, go in for right in, tell Coach Bill Trussell. He was the captain of the team that year. And he says, throw 41 to the right in. That was what he put me in on. So I went in, told Trussell 41 to the right in, ran the route. He laid it right up there, took it in for a touchdown. And he had to sit right down, you know, sit that back down on the bench. So later on, you know, it got the writing stuff up in the paper, you know, and the next score was made by Davis one play Melton.
One play Melton, that's good.
But that was in 43, and then I went on and he made me the varsity end for 44, in the year 44. Cotton Frazier was the captain that year of our team, little short guy, real strong fella. And that was the year, of course, we went 0-0 with Wetumpka. And how did Coach O'Brien react after that game, you know, on Monday? You know, Coach O'Brien always, I thought, had a way to get to nearly everybody. You hear different stories and different people tell about what he did and everything. But I was on the field. When we went out Monday to practice, he would just give us time to work on our own stuff, you know, and see what was doing. He walked by me and he said, Melton, how do you feel? I said, I didn't know what he was talking about really too much right there, you know. And I said, well, I guess I feel all right, Coach. He said, well, I thought maybe you caught a cold. You got caught in that draft the way they ran around your end the other night.
That's funny, yeah.
But he got to me. You know what? They didn't run around it no much. And that's the kind of fella he was about getting something when you made a mistake or doing something like that. He wasn't one that would yell at you or do things that, you know, certain coaches, you know, have their dominion, what they do and all that. But Coach O'Brien wasn't that way at all. He knew how to get to you, I think, when you did something good and when you did something not good,
sure.
You know, on the field.
And that was the only blemish, I guess, was that tie. And then, you know, obviously it was an unbeaten streak all the way through that time that you were there.
Yeah, it was. All of these years were unbeaten. Yeah. I said I played in four of those games, and then I played in every one of the rest of them for the next 3 years, which was 31 games of the 57 they won, you know, without a loss.
Yeah.
When I got back to Tallahassee, I went up to the stadium, and hadn't been here very long, and hadn't seen everything, and this was they had a sign there right in the gate as you go in, And it said world champions and had all the scores on the scoreboard and everything.
It's got a picture here of it.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
And I saw it, and I said, well, I think I'll just take a picture of this. And I did, and there, it was something that we did, yeah. You know.
Who's that standing there beside the wall there?
It just as you go into the gate.
Yeah, who's that standing right there?
Is that, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought that
yeah,
looked like you.
Yeah, that's me. I don't know. I got somebody to take a picture. Yeah. I don't know who it was.
No, that's great. That was the high point of Tallahassee High School football, no doubt about it. Those were great days.
And then a few years later on that, not long, but a few months later, I guess a year, you know, they gave Coach O'Brien a car. The people of Tallahassee did. After he won those games, you know, and Mr. Cottle, Rob Cottle, was Chevrolet owner and things and so forth. But the city of Tallahassee and the people made up a donation, and along with them, they presented him with a car at one time. I said, and that was when I was still in school. But we come back now, and I say, well, I think we need to do something else. I mean, I'm not trying to say that I was responsible for it in the long run, but I think I kind of started the ball rolling to get the stadium name for Coach O'Brien. And I had, of course, go through channels, and I said, who can I get to help me? I'm back home. I don't know anybody, everything. So I called Billy Godwin, and he's a longtime player of Tallahassee, 0-41. And I said, well, I'll see him and see what we can do. And he said, that'd be good. And I went to see Billy and make a long thing along, going along, and we did, and we decided we would. And so, of course, the property was owned by the Tallahassee Mills at that time. And so I had to go see Mr. Patterson and those responsible for it, you know, and present the idea to them about doing it.
Right.
So I did. And, of course, they said, okay, fine, you know, go ahead, proceed. And then the rest of it, you know, it's already confirmed, you know.
What was it called before? What was it? Did you just call it the football stadium, or was there any particular name?
It's the ballpark.
It's just the ballpark.
Ballpark, as far as I know, just up at the ballpark.
That's all I've ever known is J.E. Hyde O'Brien Stadium.
Yeah. Well, it was just always known as the ballpark.
Yeah.
But anyway, that happened, and that made me, I had a real thing. The night of the induction, presenting Coach O'Brien with the football, with all the names that I could muster that day, that night during the program they had for him at night, you know, at the gym up there, and that was one of the things that I really enjoyed, and part of my highlights of being associated with the high school football program, you know.
Bill. Right.
Sure is.
Good picture there. I wish people out there could see it. That's just good stuff you've got. You got some great collectibles.
And then we had our class reunion in 1996. That was 50-year reunion.
Oh, wow.
And the Tribune wrote some things about it, looking back over the years, and put this in there and wrote articles of it. And, of course, for the last game we played, we had picture made with Coach O'Brien. He was laying out the final plans before we went down to the game. So
getting ready for Lanier, it looks like.
Getting ready for Lanier.
Big game with Lanier.
Yeah.
That was big time when you went to play Lanier, wasn't it?
Right, that was it.
Did you always go to Montgomery, or they have to come to Tallahassee?
No, they never came up here.
We always have to go there.
Ride that one two-way road to Wetumpka down there on the bus.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Right. And then I decided that I would try to, that was then, and I was trying to do something for now. So I got the photographer and brought her up there and tried to locate the same spot and get Bobby and me at the same spot at where we were in 46 versus 96. So
that's interesting there. Yeah, you've taken an old picture and basically redone it with that. Of course, O'Brien's not in that picture, but.
Yeah, well, that's the one I made in 96.
After he passed.
Yeah.
That's good.
And,
well, we were talking about, you've got a picture there, Bobby Holmes, when he was in town. He's been in Biloxi. He was, is that right?
Yeah, and, Biloxi, Moss Point. He coached in Moss Point and Pedal, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Was one of his places he coached, I believe it was his Pedal.
So that's good. Y'all keep up with each other. And
We keep up all the time. And then that was Coach O'Brien's highlight as a coach, he said, when we scored that touchdown down there.
12-0.
On perfect play.
Shut Lanier out that year.
Yeah.
They have an egg on that.
You're talking about shutting out. It was shut out last night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that tough defense.
What about it? Well, you know, O'Brien was a defensive man.
He was. Defense.
You look at the scores on there, and you'll see the zeros.
Yeah, right.
And if you see the zeros, you know something's up, you know.
Well, that's one thing we noticed when we looked at it is just the total dominance of those teams. You just gave up like a handful of points all season long.
Right, yeah.
A lot of shutouts during that time.
Sure did. And it's zeros.
Whole seasons, right, without, let's see, six
Pretty
points
much,
one
yeah.
year. I mean, just 42, unbelievable.
Yeah, 42 was the year they only scored 6 points on Godwin's year.
Eufaula gave you the closest game in 43, it looks like, 26-19.
Yeah.
Last game of the year, you shut everybody out, and then they come in and score 19 on you.
Right.
But you still beat them.
Yeah, beat them,
Well, you know, back then, what did Tallahassee look like to people outside of the area? We were one of the bigger, obviously, we're the biggest town in the county back then. But when you look at it, when you're playing Montgomery teams, this is certainly, we're playing big teams. You got your fall on there. I guess their towns are larger, and Ellic City, and we held our own and actually pretty much dominated throughout that time and beat those guys. What was that like?
It was something. When they come to play us in Tallahassee, they knew that they had to do the job, you know. But they never could. But there was nothing about the rivalry. Our biggest rivalry, I guess, during those years was one with Ellic City. And I know Coach O'Brien sure liked to beat Ellic City because it was. Textile and the coach over there do that, you know. And so, in fact, he even had our letters to letter for the team. If you get in the game for one quarter, you lettered for that year.
Huh.
So everybody wanted to get in that game.
Sure.
You see, and you had to get in there. You had to beat them. You had to beat them every year, you know. But he'd have some kind of little gimmick there for you.
Something
know,
to motivate you,
to get your letter if you got in the ball game, you know, for the others, you know.
How many guys would be on a roster for Tallahassee back then? What was the average?
We took about, I think it was
Let's see.
About that many was our 22. That's 22.
Yeah.
And we took, it'd be about 20 or 40, maybe less than 40 on the team during that year. But they'd be all from every grade to as you know. It'd be 8th and 9th graders and 10th and all the way on up the line. And it didn't have the organized programs like they do now for people, junior high teams and that to play, you know.
Right.
You just learned and kept learning and waiting to see if you could get on the team. And if you thought you could got a position late that you could play, and you'd challenge the other fellow that was ahead of you for that position. And Coach O'Brien would find time to go out there and let you do a few things, and see if they could do what they're supposed to do against that fella, you know.
So if you could beat the guy in front of you, you'd be starting the next week.
Right.
But so you can kind of challenge the guy, and Coach O'Brien said, well, let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got, and then, then he'd make a decision, you know.
Yeah, how about that? No complaining about second teamers, because if you're going to start, you just challenge the first team in. I like that.
That's right. That's the way you do it. And we all was together. We all was one set, one mindset. We didn't play anybody that was we played the big schools, like you said, Mike, on all those others. And Tallahassee was just they filled up the ballpark every time, and they'd be hanging on the rafters and on the edges of the fences, and when they didn't have facilities that we have now, they had wooden fence. This is currently just some when they first put those in there.
Yeah.
Now, what time would you play? Would you play Friday nights like we do now?
Friday night. That was it.
Well, you went on to college and got to play a little bit for Mississippi Southern, and you got to play against some big teams. Talk about that experience.
After high school, before I got to Mississippi Southern, I went to junior college, Perkiston, known then as Perkiston, known now as Stone, Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. It's a college just 40 miles north of Gulfport. And Bobby had gotten down there. He was on scholarship, and he told him that I could play, you know, perhaps, and he'd like for me to come down there too. So I'm getting to Mississippi Southern, but I got to go through here.
Yeah, junior college, yeah.
But anyway, I got down there, and they said, okay, you in, but said you'll have to get some clothes out of the help the laundry man up to town there, get clothes out of the college, have a part-time job, make it simple. You know, I have to go around the room to room to get clothes for them, you know, and take that as part of my scholarship. You know. I told them no. I wasn't going to do that. I figured that I could play, you know, with most anybody, and I was good enough to play, you know, for a full scholarship. Right. So they did. They said, okay. So it winds down from all of that. The first year I played in, I was high scoring in on the team and scoring, and we lost only three games that first year in junior college. And that's the first time I'd ever
played.
You'd
lost in a long time, really.
And I'd played in a losing game.
Yeah, that's right. Never.
That's
first
right.
Time. And it went on and won seven more. Next year, 48, Coach moved me to wing back on his scheme of things. Instead of playing in, I played wing back. And I led the conference, the whole junior college conference, in scoring that year. That was on running. They used me as a wing back running, where I had running plays, and then they used me for catching passes. Because Bobby's throwing the passes, and I'm doing the running on the rest of them, you know. So I did that, and end of the junior college year, Coach Franca from Tulane contacted me and wanted me to go down there and play wide receiver for them. I said, well, Bobby and all my teammates are going somewhere else, and they going up. He was already left college and was gone up there before I got out of school. He left early and learned the offense and all. But I said, okay, I'll go down there play the wing back, wide out for Coach Frank. I got down there and we got to practicing about the second day or something. We walked from the old Sugar Bowl stadium, you know, to our barracks. You know, this ain't something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And this guy walked up in the car and shoved a pistol in my face and said, do you believe I'll shoot you? I said, I believe you would. And he had a girlfriend with him, and he reached over there, you know, and she reached over there to pull his arm back. And when he did that, man, I ran faster than I've ever run.
Oh, I bet.
The next day, I got to the barrack, and there's a letter in there that said, my roommate at junior college said, Dear Davis, said Coach Van, who was the coach then at Mississippi Southern, mm-hmm. said, if you got dissatisfied with anything down here that you didn't like or something, said he said, come on up here. So that's how I got to Southern Miss.
How about that?
Instead of down there. And we got there, and they used me on defense, more or less. They had two platoon systems. And they put me in defensive secondary, playing defensive halfback. No more offense from me. Why? Because I didn't weigh about 160, 70 pounds, 65 or 70. And the other guys was bigger ends, 80s, 90s, 200s, all that, you know. And they like that in college, you know. Mm. They want somebody that's pretty big, you know, and they look down. Now, I was the smallest one I had.
Yeah.
But evidently, they had the backs all figured out who they were. Bubba Phillips, little All-American, played for Detroit Tigers, Chicago White Sox, running back. He could do it all.
Yeah.
The year we played, you know. And so I played defensive halfback for them every year and was starter for the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball.
Now, did they have people that would play both ways in college then?
Not likely. They had two sides mm-hmm. in. They had defensive team and offensive team.
Yeah.
And so they didn't. I didn't have opportunity to play in the backfield. They run a straight T, not the split T, but the straight T. You know. And,
mm-hmm.
different thing. Banana right, banana left, cutbacks.
Now, who were some of the teams you played at Mississippi Southern? Did you ever play Alabama?
Played Alabama 2 years, and they beat us both quite 34-29. That first year in 1950, they beat us 34-29 in Tuscaloosa. The next year, they beat us pretty bad, 54-7 or something, 14, something like that, in the second year. Yeah, we played Alabama, we played the University of Tennessee, we played Kentucky. When Bear Bryant was up there with Bay Pirelli.
How'd you do against them when he had the Wildcats winning the SEC?
No, we played them pretty well. They call him Pirelli the Magician. He was fakey everywhere, each way you looked. They had a lot of fakes and things running in the backfield. And you had to, I was watching a clip the other night about Peyton. He looks them off, you know, right now. And he's back there, and he looks over there, and the ball goes that way before the receiving come back to you, you know. Well, Pirelli's.
He did
like
that kind of stuff.
He did this back here.
More faking, than passing.
But those was a couple of teams. Played Southeastern Conference teams. I imagine the college just paid for. They get a pretty good check for playing them, you know, and they need money.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And build better stadiums and so forth. I don't know that, but I don't know why we were playing them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We appreciate you coming. Always have fun. We said we'd get you back again. We'll get you back again and enjoyed it today, as always.
Okay, thanks for having me, Mike.
Thanks for coming, Davis. We appreciate it. Davis Melton. Yeah.